Roger Partridge, by the way, has written a very good piece in the Herald this morning, The Inconvenient Questions Over New Zealand's Virus Setback, under the headline, Why Weren't Border Staff Tested? What About Political Accountability? He says this, Hipkins said he was frustrated and disappointed by the border testing blunder. With the revelations over the last 2 days, this appears disingenuous. But does ministerial responsibility for such an egregious breach require more than this? Hipkins' stance is like the chair of an airline, admitting that the routine maintenance was not carried out after the plane crashed. An admission of responsibility would not satisfy the airline's customers, shareholders, or the courts. The board's role is to monitor strategic assets. Revelations of the systemic failure would cause heads to roll. Quite right. Also under the question, why is the alert level system so blunt? Level 3 restrictions are still extremely blunt. Rules that allow dairies to stay open but not greengrocers, butchers or bakers are hard to understand. Correct. And finally, he says, is New Zealand's elimination strategy sustainable? Like youth, eradication does not last forever. Instead, New Zealand faces spells of freedom interrupted by unpredictable periods of lockdown. In combination, the uncertain outlook for firms and workers risks exponentially increasing harm to New Zealand's jobs and livelihoods. Is he wrong? No, he's not wrong. You can read the full piece. Roger Partridge, he's the head of the New Zealand Initiative, chairman of the New Zealand Initiative, The Inconvenient Questions Over New Zealand's Virus Setback. 9 to 8.